Members of the House and the Senate are back in Washington, D.C. for a lame duck session of the 107th Congress, a brief session after Election Day. President Bush said today that his top priority for this session is passage of a Homeland Security Department. We'll have more about that in a minute. But first, we're going to bring in NPR congressional correspondent David Wellner. David, in addition to Homeland Security, what else did Congress find it necessary to return for this month?
Well, Robert, mainly they had to come back because they didn't finish work on 11 of the 13 annual spending bills that are needed to keep the federal government operating. Since the new fiscal year began last month, Congress has passed three so-called continuing resolutions that keep the government at last year's levels, funded at that level. And the latest of these stopgap measures expires next week, but rather than actually approving these spending bills, Congress is more likely simply to extend the continuing resolution to next January, when Republicans will control both the House and the Senate when the 108th Congress is sworn in. But for now, Democrats still run the Senate, and that's because Dean Barkley, who was sworn in today to serve out the remaining 2 months of the late Minnesota Democrat Paul Wellstone's term, decided not to align with the 49 Republicans who are currently in the Senate.
Now, in addition to the continuing to dealing with the spending bills, there are some bills that have to be reconciled because they've passed both houses. But the versions that passed are somewhat different. What's going to happen with those?
Well, this is legislation that will die if it doesn't get final approval by this Congress. And President Bush has been especially insistent that lawmakers finish what he refers to as terrorism insurance. That's a bill in which the federal government provides a backstop for insurers when their clients file claims arising from terrorist attacks. The president says construction has been slowed because terrorism insurance without such a backstop has been too hard to get. And while this legislation has been approved by both chambers and also in conference, the resistance to final passage is actually coming from Republican leaders in the House, who maintain the bill doesn't provide enough curbs on how much firms hit by such attacks can be sued for. And they cast this as a hard hats versus trial lawyers dispute. They say the president sides with the hard hats. But it's not clear whether new negotiations are in store to change the wording of the bill or whether Senate Democrats would even agree to changing that wording. There's also a bill tightening rules on who can file for bankruptcy protection that's been repeatedly delayed. The latest snag involved abortion clinics, but it appears this may no longer be an obstacle for the House Republicans who had earlier objected to it. So the bankruptcy bill may pass, just as the bill enhancing seaport security is likely to be approved. But the big bill overhauling energy policy that's been fought over throughout this Congress is likely to pass only as a shadow of what it once was. And negotiators seem ready to dump the big controversial items from it, such as tax credits for oil companies, the ethanol subsidies, and drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, and take those up instead in the next Congress.
But this is a pretty big, there's a lot on their plate for this lame duck session. How long is the lame duck session going to last?
Well, lawmakers will be here this week, but at least those in the House probably won't be back again until early December, when they'll try to get things wrapped up. But Robert, you know, lame duck sessions are notorious for not getting a whole lot accomplished. And this one may become part of that not-so-grand tradition.
Okay, David. Thanks for talking with us.
Sure.
NPR congressional correspondent David Wellner.